My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about why the top marketers love risk and actively seek it out.
Risk is something that I know Eric is a big lover of risk, and I am as well. And it's funny, I remember we were hanging out in Vegas one time and we were waiting, you know, I was meeting up some of Eric's friends. He had a little high school reunion going on and it was quite fun. Thank you for inviting me, by the way. And I remember we were at Aria Casino, and as we were waiting, Eric decides to just throw down on the blackjack table. I think he lost like $1,000 in, was it $1,000?
Something like that. Yeah.
Something like that, literally in like 10 minutes. And he was just like, yeah, I'm just trying to buy time before my friends come. When they come, like 30, 40 minutes, I'm like, no, they're coming within like 5 minutes. He's like, oh crap, I could have just saved the money and not played. But Eric didn't care. He likes a gamble. He likes that rush. And why do marketers do it? I think it's our source of drugs. Like, yeah. Seriously, like, you know, I'm not a druggie. I know you're not either. Just experimenting, that rush that it provides when you do an A-B test or something wins or getting higher rankings, right? Like, I don't know what the feeling of drugs are other than, you know, Tylenol and stuff like that. It's a huge rush for me. I don't know. And what's crazy is if you don't get that kick out of getting that win, that A-B test lift, that higher rankings, I feel that you don't have that drive to continually do better. But when you do get that kick, it makes you want to keep pushing forward and do better and better.
So I think what Neil's really referring to here is the dopamine hits, right? So when you look at social media, there's a dopamine hit. When you see your favorite basketball player hit a three or whatever in a crucial moment, there's a little kind of bit of a dopamine hit as well. So my friend actually said this a couple years ago. He's like, man, I should have gotten into digital marketing because it's just like a game. And I always refer back to my days of playing games. And I always thought to myself, man, if I can just find something that's like a game growing up that actually where I can make money, that'd be great, right? Where the world finds value in it. So it happened to be marketing first. And some of the best marketers Neil and I know happen to be affiliate marketers, which I actually think is a great place to start because affiliate marketing forces you to be accountable on not just running paid ads, which is kind of, you know, what a lot of people call marketers nowadays, but paid ads, you got to learn copy, landing page stuff, you got to learn design, you got to learn how to negotiate deals with whoever you're doing affiliate stuff with, but you end up creating a mini business there. And then from there, you start out with marketing, you learn all these other skills, you get all these little dopamine hits, and then you eventually move on to business. So Neil started marketing, I started marketing, but then it's like, okay, what else can you do now? Who can I negotiate a deal with to buy a part of this business or buy the whole thing of the business, right? So the game becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. And I think for both of us, there's a big rush there. But maybe Neil, we should talk about some of the best marketers that we know and, you know, talk about kind of the success that they've had. I'm trying to think about some of the best affiliate marketers. Can you recall any?
I know a lot of affiliate marketers, some of them like Chase Hero, he did a lot of affiliate marketing. The guy loves risk. He loves the rush as well. If you follow him on Twitter, follow on Instagram, you should if you haven't already. He has a lot of cool story updates, but you can see everything from him doing martial arts to, you know, playing golf to going off of crazy jumps or whatever, maybe on a dirt bike, but like he loves a rush. But I think a lot of us, the reason why we like the risk is because with no risk comes no reward. And you see it, the ones who are okay and love the concept of risk, they also get the biggest wins because they're continually experimenting and testing out.
It's actually counterintuitive. So I would argue, Neil, you and I don't like long-term risk, but we know we have to take risk to de-risk ourselves. So Mark Zuckerberg actually said this, right? You know, taking no risk is actually the biggest risk. So it depends on how you look at life here. So I'll give two examples of marketers that Neil and I both know. We got Russell Brunson from ClickFunnels, and they do over $150 million a year. Actually, their CMO just spoke at our virtual event 2 days ago. But if you think about Russell's career trajectory before ClickFunnels, he was trying a lot of different things, right? He first started with a potato gun, like a DVD or something like that. And then it's like, okay, he tried a lot of different things. They didn't work out. He even had a sales team. I think there's like 50 to 80 people or so. He had to shut the whole thing down. He was running a lot of affiliate offers. He was trying a lot of different things. And then he got over to ClickFunnels. He took a lot of risks. Some things worked. Some things didn't work. Some things kind of worked. And then now he's got this great company. Now, Noah Kagan, who runs AppSumo or owns AppSumo, you know, back in the day, he used to have a gaming company called Gambit, and it went up to $30 million really quickly. And it was easy come, easy go. He's mentioned this, and everything just kind of disappeared, right? So he's tried a lot of different things before AppSumo. I believe AppSumo, at least from one of his YouTube videos recently, I was watching it when I was eating lunch. AppSumo does $30 million a year now, which is great. A couple of years back, it was not, you know, eight figures or so, but he learned a lot and he started all these different businesses. He started sumo.com. So, you know, he's just trying a lot of different things. Same with Russell as well. Neil?
Yep. Check out marketingschool.io if you want to learn how to be a better marketer and even need some help taking risks. marketingschool.io/live.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.